Blog Talk Radio.
We bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord Jesus. We bless the Lord Jesus, our Lord God, he is great and greatly to be praised. We bless the Lord Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us on today. It is early morning where we are. Maybe it's afternoon, evening, or maybe midnight wherever you are. But, amen, wherever you are, we thank you for where you are because you are with us today. There's no time and distance in the spirit, so we're in the same place. We're in the same room. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing how God does that? He is an awesome, awesome, awesome God. So please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep coming back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Saturdays at this hour. And then we come back on Sundays. Amen. At the noon hour. Amen. And not only that, amen, bring somebody with you. We notice that our audience is increasing in China. So we want to say hello to all of our new brothers and sisters in China. And welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And not just China, but all around the world. Amen. We just thank you. We thank God for this platform here at Blog Radio that gives us the opportunity to speak from the comfort of our homes, the minister from the comfort of our homes all around the world, and didn't have to get on the airplane to do it. Amen. And although we did get on the airplane, glory be to God. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. God said he'll take the wings of the wind. God will take the wings of the wind and fly. Amen. To come and rescue his children. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. And so today, amen, on our early morning platform, our 5 o'clock social media platform, glory be to God, we, amen, shared on mind transformation and the elevated mindset. And so we just want to continue there and tie in there, beloved. Now, we started out earlier this week talking about our spiritual eyesight. We talked about vision, glory be to God, how you have to see it. You know, like really, you have to see, old taste and see. But we have to see it. David said, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so we have to, God has to anoint our eyes to see. And we're talking about spiritual sight, glory be to God. And we use the scripture with Doubting Thomas, where the world and some of you and some of us, you know, we're waiting to see it before we believe it. But God told Jesus told Thomas, blessed are those who believe before they see, because when you believe, you will see. Oh, my God, my God. See, sometimes God, it looks like God is making a backward move to take you forward, amen, but God is all, Jesus is already the beginning and the end. Matter of fact, he started at the end and moved forward, amen, glory be to God, and all his creations, including the creation of you, amen, and so we saw that. All right, so it's important what we see. It's important what we visualize. This is why Jesus was so successful. And this is one of the areas that I'm working on now, you know, to learn more stories, okay? Jesus was a storyteller, okay? He painted the picture for you, see?
because he wanted you to see something. Most people are visual. That's why Facebook and these other social media platforms are so popular, because you can actually see something. Now, if you're flipping down at, on your Facebook page, for example, now most people, if you just write a column and you want somebody to read it, if you don't put a picture with that, most folks are going to keep on flipping. They're keep on flipping. And you put a picture up there, you have their attention. Visual, visual, visual. You know, and some people are visual learners, I see. And that's a good way to learn. See, and Jesus was a storyteller, and he talked about the parable, amen, to prove what? His parables was an earthly story to prove a spiritual point. See, that was the purpose of his parables. So you could get the point, but he drew the picture and the earthly picture so you can relate. All right. So, beloved, we need to see something. And what's, in other words, what is your imagination drawing? What's on the imagination of your mind? See? And your imagination needs to be tied in with the reality of God's word. You just don't draw whatever you want to draw. And the problem is we draw what the devil wants us to draw, what other people want us to draw. See, and we need to be drawing on the imagination of our minds, amen, the script, amen, laid out in the holy cannibals. See, that's where we got to put some energy and some focus. All right, so we're not finished teaching on that, amen. We're going to have to spend more time. It's too much to give in one session, so this is why we have to break it up as the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us. And then we realize we have a different audience every day. All right, so we talked about vision. Then we went on, amen, to the power of the tongue, the power of our mouth, the words that's coming out of our mouth, death and life and the power of our tongue, blessings and curses and the power of our tongue. Okay, glory be to God. Speak to the mountain, the power of speech, very, 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 very important. See, why? Because in the beginning we found out that's what God did. See, God spoke. And he created the earth. How did God create the sun? How did God create the moon, the stars? How did God do all that? Amen. By the power of his words, he opened his mouth and said something. See? So we see how powerful speech is. And then, beloved, then God gave us that same gift. I want you to know, beloved, that you are a speaking, you are a spirit. You possess a soul. You live in the body. Three parts. Okay? But guess what? You are a speaking spirit. Glory be to God. We're going to come back and spend some time on that too. Okay, so now, amen. So when you're visualizing, okay, God's precepts, God's realities, and now you're speaking God's reality. See, your whole reality is going to be different. But now, the point that we want to make today, beloved, is you can't do any of that if you don't have the right mindset. If you do not have that generated mindset, you can't speak it because you don't believe it enough to say so. If you don't have that generated mindset, beloved, you can't think it. You can't think what God wants you to think. Glory be to God. Huh? I was in a conversation. Excuse me, with somebody earlier this week, and they said, oh, I can't think that high. They were telling the truth. They can't think that high. Now, let me ask you, how high can you think? See? And why is it a ceiling? Why is that your ceiling? Why can't you go further? See? Why can't you go further? Beloved, it's all in the mind. As we said earlier, we repeat today, beloved, amen. The battlefield of the mind. The mind is a battlefield, not a playground. And we just want to come and show up on the playground. You know, you throw the ball. You know, you get on the swing. You sit at the bench. You eat some peanut butter crackers. You drink some bottled waters. Amen. You go home. Nah, baby. We talking about battlefield. You know what battlefield mean? Battlefield is you fighting for your life. Baby, you fighting for your life. The violence taken by force. You on the forefront fighting for your life. Because your mindset is your life because it determines your destiny. God wants the best for you, but that don't mean you're going to get it. You got to come into agreement with it. It just ain't going to happen anyhow. You know how many good Christians died poor, sick, busted, disgusted, lonely, unfulfilled dreams? Living in dreams, childhood dreams, too afraid to embark, see, on the desires of their heart. You want to know how many of God's people went to the graveyard in that condition? A whole lot of them. And beloved, amen, we're coming with this word today because we want to decree and declare that you won't be one of them. They can't say, well, God, when they get to heaven, they're going to find out that they could have had so much more was available to them. See? But God could not give it to them unless they had believed for it. Anything ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. You got to believe it and receive it. But if your mindset is not there, it's just not even a reality, because the truth of the matter is you don't even believe it. You're saying the words, but you really don't believe it. Because, I mean, this can't be. God can't do that. You think God would do that? But I ain't never seen nobody else. God do that for nobody else. See? And we start looking at, you know what I mean, what we have. Well, look, I ain't got but $25. I ain't got but a little bit of money. And my credit report, and, you know, my health, and my education, and, you know, I'm single. And look at my skin color, and look at this, and look at that. And we want to look at everything. And God said, well, you're looking everywhere, but you're not looking in my word. You're looking everywhere, but you're not looking in my word. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of my righteousness. God's word should be our first source. We should go to the book first. That should be our first reference point. And the truth of the matter is, most times you're going to find out it's your only reference point, because you won't need anything else. Jesus is the answer. But, beloved, we have to lock into that mindset. We have to, like, really believe it. Have you, like, look at children or look at people. Have you, like, really observed the life of an individual who really believes something? I mean, I don't care what you do. You're not going to knock them off their course because they are adamant about this thing. That's how we need to be in our Christian faith. That's how we need to be in the mindset of God's word. This is why we need to spend time in God's word every day. Take a little bit. Glory be to God. Even if it's only 15, 20 minutes, glory be to God. Don't take God long to talk, you know. don't take the Lord long to talk. And so, beloved, so the scripture that we're making reference to in Romans chapter number 12, verse number 1 and 2, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. See, we always want to focus on the permissive will of God. Well, you know, I got this permissive will, you know. I can marry whoever I want to marry, you know, as long as they're born again. You know, I got this permissive will. Baby, let me tell you something. God don't have a plan B. And you're in the perfect will of God. God don't have no backup plan, because God don't need no backup plan. Glory be to God. God has a perfect will. See? But you got to, amen, you got to know it. Glory be to God. You get tired of living in the gray areas and the different shades of gray. We want to live in the light. Well, we want to walk in the light. And we can know the light, beloved, when our minds are transformed. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. One of our sisters, amen, our sister Thurman, spoke about that transformation on yesterday. It is key. Authority. We're not going anywhere. You're not going. You just can't go. Why? Because your mind can't take you there and can't hold you there. Can't hold you there. See? Glory be to God. And so, beloved, here, Paul warns the Christians about following the selfish and corrupt pattern of this fallen world. This is a fallen world that we live in, saints. When Adam bit of the fruit, there it was. There it is. Ever since then, every person, starting with Cain and Abel, who was Adam and Eve, the firstborn, amen, they were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and everybody from that day that enters planet Earth is born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Other than Jesus Christ, this is why Jesus Christ did not have an earthly father. Because if Jesus Christ had the DNA of an earthly man, he would have been born a sinner too. And this is why God, amen, orchestrated, the Holy Spirit orchestrated the Immaculate Conception, that Mary conceived of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, I feel something right now. Woo! So we live in a fallen way. You can go to the best schools, get the best education, okay? Born with a silver spoon in your mouth, all that. Your mother was the pastor. Your father was the bishop, huh? You come through a lineage, of the cross, all of that. And some people, and see, this is where error comes in. I was talking with one preacher. He was a preacher, too. And he believed that if your mother was saved and your father was saved, once they conceived you, you was born saved. Now, I don't know where he got that concept from. You know, it might sound a little religious, but it's unscriptural. It's only one way to be born again. Huh? It's just only one way to be born again. All right. Glory be to God. So we live in a fallen world, beloved. And many Christians wisely decide that a large portion of the world's behavior is off limits for them. Our refusal to conform to this world, however, must go even deeper. That sister was talking about that going deeper yesterday. Our commitment to God must go deeper than just behavior and customs. See? It has to go deeper. It must be firmly rooted in the values, rooted in our minds. Step number one, the values rooted in your mind. So what are our current values rooted in our mind? Well, the way we was raised. Well, if a child was born, you know, in an abusive home, and the child was abused all of their life, mentally abused, physically abused, sexually abused, and grew up to be a monster, why throw him in jail? Because this was the environment that he grew up in, abuse. He saw people being beat up. He saw people, glory be to God, this is the lifestyle that he learned, see? And that's our mindset, glory be to God. So those are the values rooted in that person's mind. See, so our environment, amen, the way we was trained, the way we was groomed, all of that, beloved, determines our values that are rooted up in our mind. But this is why the Bible says, be not conformed, but be transformed. God wants to transfer your values from natural to spiritual. See? From carnal to divine. Amen. And that's only done through the transformation of God's word. Thank God for therapy. Thank God for counselors. Thank God, beloved, for all of this that's available to us. Amen. None of that replaces the word, the eternal living word of God. The transformation power is in the word of God. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Transformation of the mind. Taking off the old way of thinking, the worldly system. The worldly system says, you know, you have to go to college, you know, and you got to get all these degrees if you want to be successful. And we know that's a lie. How many people, beloved, amen, do we know? And I don't know if you know them personally, amen. You can go to Google and Google up all, there's a whole lot of multi-millionaire billionaires, glory be to God, huh? With and don't even have, maybe they have a high school diploma. They probably went back and got their GED online. Huh? Didn't have the education, didn't have a college education, glory be to God, hallelujah. But they had the Holy Ghost. A college education doesn't guarantee your success. Because if that was the case, so many of them wouldn't be on an unemployment line right about now. That's just a college degree just says that you're trainable. Glory be to God. But guess what? If you follow the Holy Spirit, amen, you're trainable too. Glory be to God. Because if the Bible says if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature, see, that means that now that you're born again, you are coachable. You ought to be coachable. And if you're not coachable, then maybe you're not born again. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we have to go deeper, beloved. We must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And you want to know why? Beloved, I'm going to tell you why right now. Because it is possible to avoid most worldly customs. You got some people now. They're just morally good people. Just morally good. They got good manners. They was raised up proper. Okay, they don't do this. They don't go there. They don't go to the bars. They don't go through fornication. Okay, they go to church. Okay, they're just, you know, just good people. Huh? Yep, yes they are. Don't do all the things that the world do. Don't go to the party. Don't do none of that. Okay, just good people. But guess what? They still proud. Proud as all get out. Oh, yeah, we see it every day, don't we? We see it every day. Not only are they proud, they covet. They're coveting. You know? Glory be to God. You know, wanting more of this, more of that, more of that. The riches. Glory be to God. The have and the have-nots. Huh? They could avoid worldly customs and still be selfish. Avoid worldly customs and still be stubborn, still be arrogant. I call it spiritual arrogance. Beloved, it's only when the Holy Spirit renews, re-educates, and redirects our minds that we are truly transformed. And we're going to be breaking this down. Glory be to God. Amen, beloved. So that you can, the Holy Spirit can help you to start to begin to take the necessary steps and the transformation that needs to take place so we can go from here to there. We have to think different. As a man thinks, and you got to hold the thoughts. And it's not easy. And the devil knows it. The devil knows if you can maintain God's thoughts, if you can go to Philippians 4 and think on the things that God tells you to do, if you can use your sanctified imagination and start drawing pictures of success and prosperity and then opening up your sanctified mouth and speaking it, there can't no devil in hell stop you from where you're going. The devil knows that. So he uses people, he uses dreams, he uses a vision, whatever he can do, amen, discouragement, to get you to start thinking in the negative and to stay there. I tell you, it's the battlefield of the mind. And this is why Corinthians 12 tells us, glory be to God, beloved, that we have to take every thought captive. Second Corinthians chapter number 10, verse number 5. 2 Corinthians 10:5, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. It says in the NIV, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. You see that? You have to take your thoughts captive. You got to take your thoughts captive. Now, you can't stop the birds from flying over your head, but you can stop them from building a nest in your head. Huh? Baby, you got to reach out and take that negative thought, that ungodly thought, that satanic thought captive. And put that thought under the blood of Jesus. You got to dispel it and say, not so. Glory be to God. So the devil comes to you with a negative thought. You take that thought captive and you put God's word on it. That's the transformation taking place right there. See, you put God's word on it. I don't think so. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror. I walk by faith and not by sight. I owe no man nothing but I shall live and not die. See, you keep putting God, that's how you take the word captive. You can't see the words flying around you in the physical. You destroy it in the spiritual. And you only do that, it can only take place through transformation, taking off the old way. Well, ain't nobody in your family ever made, and it has, you know, got no education. You know, everybody in your family, you know, mental, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody really got no money and no crowd up in you know, that's just the family line you come from, you know. The devil is a liar. Time to break the cycle, baby. You got to be kidding. But it's not going to be done by you wishing and daydreaming. Faith without works is dead. See? And your faith is first activated, beloved, in your mindset. You got to take on a new way of thinking. You have to be resilient. So you take that word captive. See, and now what? So you replace it with the new word. You take the old word, your old way of thinking, the way you was raised, the way you was groomed, okay? We ain't beating you up for it. We're just telling you it's time to change. So you got to take that old word captive, and you're going to replace it with the new word. Glory be to God. Behold, I do a new thing. You want to replace it with God's word. You want to fortify it. Huh? Because you're gonna meditate on it day and night. You gonna speak it, huh? Even though it might feel foreign to you in the beginning. It might make you feel like a liar. Glory be to God. Don't worry about it, baby. Your faith will always rise to the level of your confessions. Glory be to God. And just keep holding on. Keep holding on, amen, until that becomes a reality, because it will. See? So remember the 3 R's, beloved. And we're talking about, okay, Pastor, I hear you. I want to start thinking different. I don't like the way I'm thinking. All right? I really don't like the way, and we know we don't like the way I think, because some of the thoughts, you know, we got, look, I was in the kitchen one day last week, and some thought it came, and I was sitting, and I caught it. I said, what the heck I'm thinking about? And I took that thought captive so quick by the help of the Holy Ghost and put that thought under the blood and replaced it, amen, with thoughts that were good, pleasant, and pleasing to the Lord, according to Philippians 4:8. And you have to make this a constant practice. This is a lifestyle. This is not something you do when you're trying to get something from God. This is not something you do when you're trying to get a special prayer request answered. This is a lifestyle. See, and it's a process, but you have to begin like anything else. Like any other process, you have to have a starting date. Glory be to God. So remember the 3 R's, beloved. When the Holy Spirit renews, the first R is you must be renewed in the spirit of your mind. When he re-educates, see, because it's not God's will, amen, for his people to perish. His people perish for lack of knowledge. And when he redirects, those are the three R's, redirects. And he will instruct thee and lead thee and guide thee in the way that thou should go. Beloved, where did we start off this week? And that's still my subtopic. I'm not finished from that yet. And Matthew 22:29, when he said, you do err because you know not the scriptures nor the power of God. See, we're missing it. We got to tie lock into God's power. He's going to redirect us into the fullness because he is the fullness. God knows everything. He knows the shortcuts. He knows how to get you there. He knows how to keep you there. He knows where he wants you. He knows where the booby traps are. He knows every cotton thing. Everything. And then he has a good thoughts towards you to bring you to an expected end. For you to live your best life now. But why aren't we following him? You cannot follow him with a carnal mindset because, and Romans will tell us about that. I was going to share one scripture with you in Romans, and then we're going to have to pick up here later. Amen, beloved. But you cannot walk in flesh and blood, beloved. We God is a spirit. If you walk in the spirit, let us live in the spirit. So if you have a carnal mindset, you cannot follow the spirit. It's impossible to do so. It's that the carnal mind cannot receive the things of the spirit, and neither indeed can be. You must have a spiritual mindset. Now, that spiritual mindset is given to you the moment you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but it has to be developed. It has to be matured. It has to be, beloved, hallelujah, renewed, reeducated, and redirected. And this is why fellowship and obedience is so important. Because otherwise you're not going to get it. Because you know what? Your blessings are spiritual. They're spiritual. Every good and perfect gift coming from above. And we're trying to get it in a carnal mindset. See? Because, see, you want something that you can get and hold on to. And these are the people of the world that's getting, you know, whatever they get through their carnal ways, they can't hold on to that. Because what does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? See, well, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen. So we cannot take on this renewed mindset that Romans tells us, amen, to be the transformation cannot take place unless we are in the spirit. Simply put, if your flesh is calling the shots, amen, you will not have a transformed mind. As a matter of fact, you're still conformed. That's why you're walking in the flesh. Because you think that's the only way to live. Glory be to the living God. Romans 8:5 says, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. So whose desire do you want to fulfill? The flesh or the Spirit? If your answer is the flesh, and you might not come out and say that, but that is your answer, because we can tell by the way you're living. We can tell by the type of fruit you're producing. And you will know them by their fruit. You ain't got to say a word. Just let me see your fruit. You got anything? Can you show us something? Beloved, it's time to get rid of that low-hanging fruit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Paul divides people into two categories. Those who are dominated by their sinful nature and those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit. That's it. It's not three categories. It's not four. Either you is or you ain't, your tis or you taint, baby. See? And God wants to help you if you want to be helped. God don't make you do nothing. And neither does the devil. The devil don't have enough power to make you do nothing. And God has all the power, and he don't make you do nothing. It's up to you. He made us free will agents. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Because he could have made us all robots. But God don't want that. Nope. He don't want that, baby. All of us would be in the first category if Jesus hadn't offered us a way out. Ah, but Jesus made a way out. Once we have said yes to Jesus, we will want to continue following him because his way brings life and his way brings peace. Daily, beloved, not weekly, not monthly, not yearly, but daily, we must consciously choose to center our lives on God. We must use the Bible to discover God's guidelines and then follow them. Every perplexing situation, beloved, ask yourself, what does Jesus want me to do? That's all you got to do. What would Jesus do? Lord, what would you have me to do? And when the Holy Spirit points out what God wants you to do, then do it eagerly. That's the transformation. You're in the transformation process. You're no longer conformed. You're being transformed by the renewing of your mind because you're doing what God would have you to do. It don't get no simpler than that. We make it all complicated. We want to get all deep. It don't take all that, but it'll take you deep. It'll take you deeper as you continue to obey. What did we say last week? Obedience, beloved. Hallelujah. It's our highest worship. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm still preparing that message. I'm going to bring it when the Holy Spirit releases me. Hallelujah. The renewing of the mind. The renewing of the mind, beloved, until Christ be formed in you. Until, as a matter of fact, that's the last scripture I want to give you on for today. Hallelujah. Write this one down. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. But you can find it in Galatians chapter number 4 and verse number 19. Hallelujah. Let's start with verse number 18. Glory be to God. He says in 18, he says, but it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. Okay. We don't have time to do the background on that today. All right. But verse number 19 says, my little children of whom I travail and birth again, what, until Christ be formed in you. Until Christ be formed in you, beloved. Hallelujah. And write this scripture down while you're writing scriptures. Hallelujah. 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 Also write down Philippians chapter number 2 and verse number 5. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5, and it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You might say, that's impossible. No, that's the problem. It's impossible in your conformity and your conformed mindset. It's impossible, but it's not impossible in your transformed mindset. Because, beloved, when we allow the word to change our minds, we forget that Jesus is the word. So the same mind being you that was in Christ, well, how was Christ thinking? What do you think Christ was around, you know, watching porno? You think Christ was here gambling? What do you think Christ was doing, huh? Commit fornication with Mary Magdalene? I mean, like, really? Like, really? Just stop for a minute and go a little bit deeper. What do you think, really, was on Christ's mind? What do you think he was thinking about all day long? See? So his desire was to do the will of the Father, but let's just break that down. What do you think he was really, you know, doing? Like, you know, what am I going to have for dinner? Can we get some lamb? No. What do you think Christ's mind was doing? Why was he so successful in his ministry? Why was his lifestyle so pleasing to God? Because of his mindset. Well, the Bible says, let the same mind that Jesus Christ had be in you. Impossible. That's why it's not going to happen, because you already said it's impossible. You get what you say. Why don't you just agree with it and let the Holy Spirit do his work? So you can start thinking like Christ. And now if you start thinking like Christ, now you're going to start walking like Christ. Glory be to God. And your results are going to be the same results. And no, wait a minute. No, your results are not going to be the same results that Jesus had. Your results are going to be greater. Because he said, and greater works shall you do. Do you believe it? I know I do. Amen. I know I do. Amen. So glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is where, amen, we want to part. Amen. We want to meditate. Beginning today, for those of you who made up your mind, amen, that there's some cycles that need to be broken. There's some changes that need to be made. some elevations in some areas, some different scenarios. Okay, glory be to God. It all begins in your mindset, not in your bank account, not in your credit report or anything else. Your mindset will change all of that. I remember not that long ago, I would be embarrassed for somebody to pull my credit report. And I'm going to be honest with you. Pastor and all. I would be embarrassed for somebody to pull my credit report. Huh? Now I can say I'm pretty proud of my credit report. I really am. See? But I could probably get anything I want on credit, but I try to use wisdom. See? Because you got to pay them back. See? And you not only to pay them back, you just got to know that's God's will for you to do it. You just got to know it's God's will. So glory be to God. But my point is this, beloved. Amen. Everything begins in how we think, step by step. Hallelujah. Your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. And you need to recognize that we all need to be changed. I don't care how good it is. Amen. It can get better. Hallelujah. I think our sister said yesterday that God is better than best. Well, guess what? He wants your life to be better than best. That's what God wants for you, and you got to believe it. You got to believe it. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for the word today. We thank you, God. We thank you for breaking the ice. We thank you for breaking out old mindsets, Father God, those old generational mindsets. Father God, we going back 30 and 40 generations, our mother and father's side. We thinking, we don't even know why we think what we think. We don't even, Father God, we just going through the motions and not living life on purpose. But Father God, because of our old mindset, Father God, we thank you for the light of your word, helping us to see things differently, helping to see things your way, helping us to see as you see, Father God, that we can realize everything you desire for us to have on this side of heaven. We already know We already have an idea what heaven going to be like, Father. But it's some things you're trying to give us on this side of heaven. Help us to stop refusing them through the roadblocks of our mind. And take on, Father God, new mindsets to welcome abundance and prosperity in every area of our lives. And we say thank you. We bless you. But we ask these things in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. What a word. Wasn't that a beautiful word the Holy Ghost gave us on this morning? Amen. A beautiful, 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 beautiful word. Amen. And we want to thank you, Jesus. All right, saints. Amen. This Friday night is the last praise party for the year. Now, some of y'all haven't stopped in to see us all year long. Hey, well, we're missing you now, because we ain't seen you all year long. All right, we want to invite you to the praise party tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. All right, come on in, sing a song. Come on in, do a reading, share a testimony. Give the Lord a shout out. Come on, amen, glory be to God. If you can't stay the whole time, amen, come on, glory be to God. Take on that new mindset. God inhabit the praise of his people. That when God sees unity, he commands a blessing. Glory be to God. Come on. Amen. Glory be to God. We'd love to see you this Friday night. It's the last one for 20 and 22. Amen. In Jesus' name. Today, we will be at the altar of prayer praying. Amen. At 12 o'clock and back at 9. 12 and 9. Even if you're not available, tell somebody about the prayer line. Tell somebody. Come on. Get your zeal back. Remember when we used to be on fire for God and couldn't stop talking about God and sharing and testimony? Now we, you know, sit next to somebody for 15 minutes and won't say nothing about God. Amen. Just start up a conversation about the prayer line. They start talking about murder and everything else. Glory be to God. So, you know, there's a prayer line. You know what I mean? And prayer changes things. Come on. Anybody need any more cards? I'll send you some cards. Amen. So you don't have to write the number down and all that. Just give them a card. Tell them to call in. Amen. And be a blessing. That's a Christmas gift for somebody. Somebody's going to be very, very grateful. The same way you appreciate this ministry, somebody else going to appreciate it too. And it's going to just put another star in your star in your crown. Amen. So be blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. Those are our announcements right now. Amen. Today and Jesus' name. And maybe tomorrow I have another announcement to make. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Our brother Reed is working on an announcement for some food and packages, Christmas packages to be delivered. Amen. I don't know how he wants to roll that out, but when he's ready, between tomorrow morning and Saturday, amen, we'll have him come and make the announcement. Amen, on those care packages. Amen, because you know he delivers some good stuff. Amen, and so we thank God for him, and we thank God for you. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, I want to give a shout out to my grandbaby Kennedy. You turned 4 years old today. Amen, hallelujah. Thank God for Kennedy. I don't know where the time is going. 4 years ago. My God, my God. Father God, thank you. Thank you for baby Kennedy. And thank you, Father God, for everyone else who's experiencing a birthday today, this week, this month. In Jesus' name, Father God, we thank you for a new mindset, delivering us from that old stinking thinking, that contaminated way of thinking, that way of thinking that keeps us on a low degree. We say thank you, Father, for helping us to realize that help is available, Father God, through your word, through the meditation of your word. It's our deliverance is in the meditation of your word. Father God, help us to implement the simple, profound ways, your ways, Father. So simple, so profound. Thank you, Father. We've canceled bad news, tears, sorrow, accidents, incidents, calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. No more weeping. No more sorrow. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. And we say thank you. Bless the prayer warriors as they come at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Anoint these women. anoint them with the power to pray through. Father God, we tear down every force coming up against them. Father God, we thank you for the prayer warriors that call in to touch and agree, like really touching and really agreeing. Father God, we say thank you for them in the name of Jesus. And thank you for the manifestation of our heart's desire being manifested in this season. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. Hallelujah. And now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Love you. Love you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your life does not get better by chance, but your life gets better by change, because change is not change until it's changed. Amen. Love you, love you, love you.
We need the glory. I'm not talking about a visitation, but a move. Live in my worship. Live in my praise. We need the glory. send down your glory. Shekinah glory. The weight of your glory. We need the glory. Send down the glory. Shekinah glory. The weight of the glory.
Oh.